Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, Bob.
All right, Andrew.
I got the training this morning.
Yep.
And it was Dramarama in King's Cross within the space of 2 minutes, right?
Yeah.
The
Can I guess one of them? Can
you guess you're one of them?
I'll get one of them is an emergency ambulance arrival.
Oh, not really.
No. Okay.
The emergency element is right. Part of it, but I'll tell you. And there's also a celebrity sighting.
Mm-hmm.
I spotted a celebrity at King's Cross as well.
Can I guess who that is?
You can have one guess and I'll give you a clue to female.
Oh, right. I'm going to say Gabby Logan.
Oh, close.
All right. Well, we'll find out. Sorry to have interrupted.
Well, I go off the train and they're doing the announcement for Inspector Sands. I've talked about this before. If you ever hear the announcement, will Inspector Sands go to blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
Platform West, whatever,
mm.
It means that there's an emergency imminent. It could be a terror attack, it could be a fire.
Not occurring, but imminent.
Well, it could be occurring. Right. It's code for shit is going down.
Rightio.
Inspector Sands.
Right, I didn't know that.
Listen out for that. Well, I've told you it before on this podcast.
Yeah, but it's hard to remember stuff.
You don't retain all the information that you get given on this.
No chance.
Right, well, that was the first thing. And then I walked out of King's Cross and walking towards me looking very flustered was none other than Sue Pollard.
Very nice.
National treasure, Sue Pollard.
Is any comment you'd want to make?
Incredibly easy to spot. She was very brightly coloured dressed.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell her I loved her, but I felt that was a bit much.
Did you give her a wink or a hello or anything?
I didn't do anything. I felt, she looked as if she was a bit confused.
Yeah.
But there you go, in the space of like 2 minutes. So
slightly unsatisfactory story, Andy. What was the emergency? Do we know?
We don't know. Well, then a thing came on a couple of minutes later that said that the fire drill is now at an end. So I think it was just a drill,
right.
Inspector Sands drill. So I don't think there was a fire or a terror attack. But when you get off at King's Cross, you never know what you might spy. A secret code for a possible fire and Peggy from Heidi High. There you go.
I'm going to
do a little song.
Who is that singing then? Is it just a Cockney clown?
I think
clown,
it's just a Cockney.
It's not Don Goodman. Yeah. Or
I think it's a Pearly King, maybe. or maybe, I don't know, I think the Pearly Kings are a bit gruffer than that. He's probably a Pearly Prince,
right.
Pearly King in waiting.
Who would you rather kick? Say, let's, for example, say up the arse.
Right.
A Pearly King.
Mm-hmm.
Or one of them people who stands dead still in Covent Garden, you know.
Oh, got me the latter.
You'd give him a kick, would you?
I think a Pearly King would give you some back. But I think you could run away from a Pearly King. I don't think they're very fast because of all the pearls.
I wonder what the Pearly King's land speed record is, you know.
I would say about 8.5 mile an hour.
Because they're knocking on a bit generally,
they're
aren't
all
they?
Generally pretty old. I'm envisaging Arthur Mullard when I see a Pearly King. Dressed in all the what is it even pearls that they wear?
Fucking
I don't think
buttons,
it is it?
Think.
Buttons, shiny buttons.
Shiny buttons.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what else I love so much. It's that country music, Bob.
Has it got to you as well?
Oh, completely. I've got a little country music song if you'd like to hear it.
You're too right, I would.
Here we go. I've been listening to that country fucking music. I've been riding my Alsatian like a hog. I got a lasso that I fashioned from a clothesline. And I'm brewing up some lager in my bog. I'm so crazy for that country fucking music. It's got me popping and twitching in my sleep. I've been howling at the moon with my quadruplets and baptizing them all down the local creek. I'm not hunky, I'm not bright as a spark. I'm Andy Dawson, I'm pissing on shadows.
Pissing on shadows, shadows
in the fucking dark. I can't get enough of that country fucking music. I've been trying to save some pennies where I can. I've been sneaking into funerals to stay warm, and I'm boiling up some worms to make my jam. I'm not punky, I'm not bright as a spark. I'm Andy Dawson, I'm pissing on shadows.
Pissing on shadows, shadows
in the fucking dark.
Love country music, don't you?
Oh, it's in me blood. If you cut me, do I not bleed country music?
Fiddly Diddly, there's a name you could have.
That came out of nowhere. No, Fiddly Diddly. Does he have a bio?
Yeah, Fiddly Dids. Well, he can't resist a fiddle. Especially when it comes to his convection boiler. No, not a fiddler like you're thinking. He's
Just a fiddler, yeah.
He's a fiddly, right. Fiddly Diddly.
Okay.
Or you could be Sandpaper Alec.
Right.
Very rough hands, Andy.
Right.
Really rough hands. He's like a self-declared enemy, you know, of varnishes.
Of smoothness.
Yes, varnishes or taps.
Yeah.
Particularly fucks up taps.
Right.
And
there's no worse than a fucked up tap.
Well, but that's Sandpaper Alec, if you are interested.
Or I can be Ronnie Hot Dogs.
No, you can be the King of the Tundra.
Oh, there's more!
You can be the King.
King of the Tundra.
The King, right?
It's a very King-heavy episode so
far. What's more powerful, King or Emperor?
Emperor.
For sure.
Yeah, emperor's an empire, isn't it? King's a land.
Okay. You can be the emperor of the tundra. You roam aimlessly around the Russian steppes.
Yeah.
Shitting on cabbages.
What steppes? Russian steppes?
Yeah.
In Russia?
Yeah. Have I got
any steppes?
No, you know the big the steppes. S-T-E-P-P.
Right. Oh, no, I'm not aware of that.
Huge, huge hinterland in the centre of Russia.
Oh, right.
You'd wander around there shitting on cabbages.
Right. In the fucking dark.
In the fucking dark, if you want.
I'll be the emperor of the tundra.
Too right.
I wouldn't have done it if it was the king, and I wouldn't have done it if it had been just a staircase. Steps.
Right-o.
Other than this other thing that you've mentioned that I know nothing about.
Well, thanks very much for coming, emperor.
Nice to be here.
Because all emperors are posh.
Of course they are.
And educated at Charterhouse.
Do you wonder, Bob, about what there is in an Imodium tablet that can just melt on the tongue in a couple of seconds and immediately turn liquid shit from pouring out of your arse into just nothing?
I have never had an Imodium. Do they work? Do they literally
said? Yeah. You take two and they just melt on the tongue. They're like almost like a Holy Communion wafer in terms of weight and substance, and they just vanish on your tongue.
Sort of like it must be an essence of chalk
but
or something?
Something so small and so benign can just stop something as powerful as liquid shit.
As the Quicklies.
Yeah.
I love to hear your endorsement, Andy, but I've not experienced them.
Right.
And what must be in it?
I can't imagine.
Water, mustn't it? So chalk or...
I don't know. It says on the box what it is, but I've never read it.
You know when you have a Malteser?
Yeah.
Do you suck the chocolate off and then destroy the central hub, sort of that bit? Or do you bite at them?
I'm trying to work through my process because I took some Maltesers into the snooker yesterday.
Right.
I was at the snooker in Sheffield and I took a bag of Maltesers in. I only consumed them between frames.
Yeah.
I'm not a sweet rapper, rustler.
Right.
I followed the etiquette. What did I do? I put two in. I just let them sit. I just let them dissolve.
And so you're left with a hard ball.
You're left with a hard ball.
At one point.
But that dissolves as well.
So, yeah, and it goes quite quickly as soon as the water penetrates.
It does. But something I also do, sorry to interrupt you there.
No worries.
Something I also do is just sometimes nibble the chocolate off the exterior of the honeycomb centre. That's very satisfying.
That's what I do with the crunchy. So that I'm just left with a long slab of yellow.
Wow.
Yellow
that's,
pleasure.
That's something to consider. Okay.
Sorry, I can't help you with the Imodium, but I'm pleased to know there is. I didn't think there was something. I thought it was just time. You just had to sit there on the bog and
the Imodium, they work really well. Speaking from personal experience, I'm not going into too much detail. But, Bob, it also says on your Wikipedia page that you're one of Europe's top lip readers. Is that true?
Well, top not... I'm top 20.
Top 20?
Yeah.
Do you think you could lip read what I'm about to say to you if I just say something?
I can almost predict what it'll be, but go on, yeah.
Do you want to make a prediction now?
No, because you'll change yet. Yeah. I'm a massive shit.
Yeah.
So you said, you massive shit. No, but I'm good, Andy, yeah. A lot of people
got that correct, yeah. Well done.
Topics today, Andy. Mm-hmm. Just wondered if you've got any interest. Mm-hmm. Easter egg foil. The foil on the Easter egg.
It depends on what angle you've got on it, but well, possibly, yeah.
Well,
are these to go into now?
No, just if they interest you any
for
point.
Later on.
It's like,
I'll say yes for Easter egg foil.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The other one, maybe it's just a statement, really, but I was just thinking, I'm sure in the past, when I used to occasionally see a lamppost with, like, the little panel missing and a few wires hanging out.
Yeah.
Is that a memory you have?
Yeah, I remember saying that.
I don't think you see it anymore.
I think they're different now.
Maybe that's the reason.
I think things are different now.
Well, do you want the topic to be?
Some things are different now.
Well, what about that as a topic? Things seem to be different now.
That could be a regular feature, couldn't it? Things are different now.
Yeah, because that's kind of like observation comedy, isn't it?
It is a bit,
things are different now.
It's a bit, yeah, but more serious. You could get like an entire podcast series out of that.
Yeah.
Very stand-up comedians get their friends on and talk about how things are different now.
Things are, what have you noticed?
What things did
different?
You like? Yeah, what things did you used to do that you don't do anymore?
Like, it's all about, well, I suppose it's that white dog shit thing. That's the start
that's
of
the
observation comedy,
that's
isn't
the
it?
Obvious. We can do better than that. But what, was there anything else other than.
Well, yes, there is. But I think we should crack on with what with some content.
Right, that's okay. Not content that we've just done, is it not? Okay.
I'm going. I haven't got music for this, and I should do really, but I think we should go down on Harry's farm. Down on Harry's farm. Yeah, because the geniuses, let's call it as it is, at Infinity Rocket Plastics, got me an extract from the upcoming reality series where they follow life on Harry Maguire's farm.
Right.
Vimeo link. So I've got a password in, I'll just do that.
Imodium.
Don't pass to Maguire, it is. There we go. So I'll just play that. It's Harry's up first, by the look of it. Right, you lot, as a special treat for your hard graft today, I'm going to cook you your lunch here in the barn on my gas barbecue. Are you up for that? Anthony Gordon. Oh, yeah, that sounds mega. Is a chicken you're cooking? Oh,
hell.
I got chicken. It's no good.
Oh, I like it. No, go with it.
I got chicken, sausages, and liver, young Anthony. Sean Dyche is there. You can't beat a bit of liver, especially in a pie with some corned beef pellets on the side. You could do with some liver, Anthony. Build you up a bit. You look like you're eating out but crisps. There's nothing wrong with crisps. And before you say it, there's nothing wrong with hula hoops either. Anything you can't put in a pie is bullshit. Listen up, son. Let me tell you about diet. And I've got a song for Shawnee, which I've forgotten, but I don't.
Is it the usual Sean Dyche? Well, I can facilitate that for you. Yeah, just hold on a moment.
If it cooks well in lard, then go for it hard. If it cooks well in lard, then go for it hard. If you can surround it with pastry, it's bound to be tasty. If it goes well with liver, then it's bound to deliver. Berries and seeds are healthy, but play havoc with your guts. Pies won't cause you problems, unlike fucking nuts. If it cooks well in lard, then go for it hard. If it cooks well in lard, then go for it hard. And remember, kidney, scampi, pork, pastry, pie. And that's the healthy way. Take that on board, young Anthony. Hold on, what? No chicken. Chicken is for pricks. It's got no clout. unless you're talking maybe chicken livers. All right, says Harry. Let's not argue about the grub. Let's just cook it. Ten Hag pipes up. Have you checked that the barbecue is up to temperature and that there is a fire blanket within easy reach? Yes, I have, as a matter of fact. Anthony, throw me that fire blanket over. Anthony throws it, but Harry misses the catch and it falls on Steve McLaren's snake. Casper, get them all in today.
Hey.
Oh, careful where you're throwing fire blankets, young lad. That could have damaged my little Casper. I know he's a cascade of 1,000 delightful stars, but he's not on fire, you ninny-com-poop. Oh, what's my fault? The throw was perfect. It was Maguire who fucked up. Don't use that word in front of Casper. He's as innocent as a baby kitten in a fluff factory, and I want it to stay that way. Sorry, lad.
Ten Hag. You shouldn't have thrown the blanket. You should have handed it over to him at a safe distance from as a hot barbecue. Oh, God, not health and safety police. Next thing you'll be telling us we can't piss in the sink because of germs or some shut shite. Right, come on, says Harry. Let's get these burgers on first. We've got a bit of wayward voices going here, haven't we?
There's a lot going on.
I was just thinking, Anthony was a hillbilly last time.
Was he?
And you did him.
Yeah.
Oh,
well.
Let's get these burgers on first, Ten Hag. Have you checked that the burgers are thoroughly defrosted? And please, tell me you haven't handled the raw chicken. I beg of you, tell me that.
Excuse me, but who is this knobhead? Honestly, can you start with the gin house language? Like I said, I want to keep Casper on factory settings, innocent and full of sentimental cuddles. Sorry, la.
Right. I have handled the chicken. Listen, boss, you can't really get fussy on the farm, you know. There is shit everywhere. Where is the shit? Can I have a look at it? Oh, it's in the front of the cow shed. Huge, great pile of it. Right, I'll go and check that out. Make sure that you don't handle it. I'll try my best. No promises. Right, I think the burgers are actually ready. Ten Hag. Have you checked their core temperature? Have you checked their core temperature? It should be 75 degrees Celsius minimum. It is also advisable to check each individual burger and not rely on testing a single patty.
You're so full of shit, la. Harry knows when they're cooked.
Ten Hag. But I didn't even see him turn the burgers over. Oh, you don't bother with a turn. If I hit a turn, it would take me another 5 minutes.
Harry, it is true that you've been is it true that you've been practicing hitting a barn door with your soccer ball?
Yep, people said I would never do it, but I've hit it twice in the last 10 days.
Go on, la. Show us then. Kick one of them sausages at the barn door, Harry.
Careful, Harry. The sausages will be hot. Put on the heat-resistant mittens.
Honestly, mate, you'd suck the fun out of a chimp's christening. Go on, Harry, lad. Hit that barn door.
Harry kicks the sausage towards the barn door. It hits the ceiling and ricochets straight onto Casper's thighs.
Oh, my word, Casper. Are you OK? My precious bucket of delightful bits and pieces. Please tell me you'll survive this sausage incident.
Casper smiles as if to say, shut up, mate, and downs the sausage in one gulp. Sean enters the barn, licking his lips. You ready for a sausage, Sean? No, I'm OK, thanks. I'm feeling a bit full. Do you know what's happened, Andy?
What's happened, Bob?
Why is Sean feeling full?
I don't know.
Were you not listening?
Drifting off at one point.
Well, he went to inspect a big pile of shit by the cow shed.
Oh.
I think he's had a taste.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, but I think that's what's happened.
Inspector Sands. Calling Inspector Sands.
So about that...
Is that it?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know it does. It's not really noticeable when it ends, is it? I should
one. Was that what you would call in the comedy game a punchline?
But it's what's called the hidden punchline, you know? Like the disguised punch.
Yeah, right.
You've got to be right on the ball to see it.
And it was a callback to the earlier
it
thing.
It was a callback. Now, that is another comedy device. The callback. The pratfall is another one.
Yeah, the custard pie.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Can we have some questions from the parsnippers?
All right.
Because I want them to feel as though they're involved somehow. I've got one here, which is from Adam Bishop.
Right.
He says, at a Chinese all-you-can-eat buffet, what's the minimum amount of food that's acceptable to eat? I have a mate, he says, who goes and just has one plate of food and it annoys the shit out of me.
Mm.
I'd agree with that because that's completely against the... The nature of the beast.
Yeah, it kind of makes your mates look like...
Just go for one. I mean, it's not cheap. It's, what, 15 quid maybe for an all-you-can-eat buffet? Something like that. You've got to get your money's worth. One plate's not a value for money.
I mean, and you can travel around the world to an extent in these buffets.
Yeah,
so.
There used to be a good one in Sunderland, but it's shut now. That's
around the world.
An around the world buffet, yeah.
Did you go to it?
I did.
Did you fight there? Did you fight? Or?
I didn't fight, no. Only with my kids. I used to take the kids.
Oh, kids would love that.
Yeah.
I bet there's one sweet bit of chicken or something that they love getting every week.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Well, they're quite fussy eaters, so they're focusing on one thing and just have like 10 of them.
Why are the fussy eaters? It's usually the parents' fault.
Is the parents' fault, yeah.
So what
entirely
did you do?
My fault.
What did you do?
Well, I don't know. If I knew what it was, I'd done it, I'd have stopped doing it, wouldn't I? But I don't know.
Yeah,
it's done now, isn't it?
Yeah.
They just got to deal with it in therapy when they're older.
You probably, I think you'll have had good intentions. You'll have bought broccoli and haddock.
Yeah.
But they'll have reached to the pizza circle. But,
yeah.
I don't know, fish fingers are quite popular with the young ones, aren't
Chicken
they?
Dippers.
Chicken dippers.
All of that. I don't know.
But it's so much easier, isn't it? It shuts them up.
As I think there's a phrase that the young ones like to use now regarding the therapy that they'll inevitably have when they're older.
Yeah.
To their parents, you broke it, you pay for it.
Is that right?
In other words, we're not paying for our therapy because of the.
But therapy's not a science, is it, Andy?
I don't know. Idea.
So that, well, I think you're probably right. I think if you go, I don't think if you went on your own, fine.
To
the I don't think
the
there's
world.
Anything intrinsically wrong with just getting one plate.
Yeah.
But if you're with someone else, you know, at
I'd
least pretend you're gonna.
If I went and saw someone who was just sat there on his own and had one plate and then left, I'd think he was a spy, probably.
He probably would be undercover, yeah.
Yeah. So I'd say 2.5 plates minimum.
What do you think he would be spying on? Assholes,
just regular assholes, daytime assholes. Yeah.
To provide an asshole report for the mayor
for
or
the
something.
Council.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most underrated football stadium, asks Thomas Henley.
Do you have an answer to that?
Well, I quickly jogged down. Jogged? That's running, so that's not jogged. Jotted.
Jotted down.
Jotted down. Bristol City, MK Dons, Burton, and Yeovil.
Okay. Anything about any of those that.
Bristol City, I think, is very pretty. Stadium that run you inside it.
Bristol City is very pretty.
MK Dons ain't got it wrong. MK Dons is a beautiful new build.
Right.
Pristine.
I've never been.
Very nice, Andy. Really impressive stadium. Okay. Yeovil, beautiful parking. Literally next to the turnstile on a field.
Yeah.
You can't put a price on it, Andy, for me.
Easy access as well.
Oh,
in
man,
and out.
Yeah, out can't open.
Where's this again, Yeovil?
Yeovil.
I mean, what's the capacity? 3,000?
A bit more than that. That's a nice, park. Lovely club.
Of course, you can park easy in the 3,000.
Rochdale's parking's all right as well. I should maybe have included them.
They've just gone out of the Football League, so commiserations to
commiserations to Rochdale. You'll be back. Burton is. It just came to my mind because I love the old grounds waiting stand.
Right.
The away end of Burton's a lovely little standing area.
I would say Newport County.
Not been good
Newport
ground.
Newport County. I've only seen it on telly, but it looks like it's made up from bits from other grounds.
Yeah.
And none of it seems to be uniform, let's say.
Yeah.
And one of the stands, the side of the pitch, doesn't go the full length of the pitch. It just stops, and then there's just an area next to it. I'll check it out online, have a look. It's good.
I'm going to accuse that area of being potentially useful for catering. For the hot dog wagon.
Could be.
And that sort of shit.
Could be, don't know.
So that's my... yours is Newport.
Mine's Newport.
Yeah.
Another quick one. David McIntosh, what's the best exact time to fall asleep at?
Well, the advice I always give is try to get to sleep 1 minute before midnight, before the actual real monsters arrive, you know.
Before Santa Claus comes out on Christmas Eve.
There's nothing good happens after midnight when you're my age.
No. No. I struggle to get to sleep now.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I haven't got too many worries, but there you go. I would say probably 11:30.
You'd be happy with that?
I'd be really happy with 11:30, because sometimes I've got to get up at 7, get my son to school.
Yeah.
And that's not enough. It's like 12:30, 7 hours, 6.5 hours isn't acceptable.
Yeah. Under 5 is particularly difficult.
Oh, it's awful. Sleep's really valuable, especially when you get our age.
Yeah, well, it's when you repair all the bits that are going to shit.
Get your sleep, kids. Get your sleep.
So that's my answer, 1 minute before midnight.
It's a good answer.
Scott says, less news about Yetis these days. Mm. Any thoughts about this? Well, I suppose no news is good news.
Yeah.
But I think the problem for Yetis and Nessie and all that is that these days a lot of people believe 100% in zombies and animated characters. So there just isn't the need for these old fellas.
I think we're at about 25 minutes-ish, and I wondered, I had a little bet with myself how long it would take you to turn the subject around to zombies in this episode. I had 16 minutes, I'll be honest. It's gone longer than I thought. But you've done it. Is there any zombie updates you want to
It's interesting here, because someone has actually asked, said, hey, Bob, if you're still watching Zombies and you haven't watched Train to Busan, then I insist you do.
Right.
I have seen Train to Busan. It's zombies on a train.
No,
as opposed
to me,
yeah,
that sounds amazing. That could be my zombie inn.
It's a good. It's a very
zombies
good,
on a train.
It's good and it's fast paced and it's easy.
I was going to say, how fast the train is? It a sleeper train or is it like a pacer train or a 1-2-5?
It feels like a 1-2-5. Do you know what I mean?
Is the catering?
Can't remember. It's good, but. The zombies are very... You're not a zombie person, are you?
There's but I'm looking for an inn. That's what I'm saying. This feels like this could be the start of my zombie odyssey.
That's a good inn.
Yeah.
There's a modern... They're always like jerking their joints and going like... and they all bend the neck and that. It's become the modern zombie.
Right.
And I'm not that keen on it. The best zombie is, I think, in Black Summer. There's a zombie just running, like a human might run, around a neighbourhood. And it's a very long scene.
Right.
Looking for someone.
Yeah. Anyone or someone in particular?
Anyone to
it's
bite
anyone.
And eat.
Yeah. Yeah. That's zombies for you. There was another question that came in from Matty Elliott. I don't know if this is Matty Elliott. He used to play for Leicester.
Ooh, could be.
It could be. I like to think it is.
Dirty little bugger.
Yeah. He says, can we have Mark Lawrenson's top 10 party foods? So I submitted that request to Mark Lawrenson, and he came back with a WAV that I'll play for you now.
Good on you, Mark. Thank you.
This is Mark Lawrenson. These are my top 10 party foods. Number 10, mini sausage rolls. You expected that to be higher, didn't you? Well, it's not. Number 9, a bowl of crisps. Number 8, party rings, preferably with the coating scraped off. That's just how I like them. Number 7, duck spring rolls. Number 6, an egg tart. Number 5, tempura king prawns. Or as Barbara calls them, tempura king prawns. I just ignore her. Number 4, hot dog segments on cocktail sticks. Number three, Coronation Chicken Vol-au-Vents. Number two, ham sandwich, open or closed. I'm not fussed, but no, he's pudding. Number one, my top 10 party foods is sticky chicken skewers.
Ooh.
Thank you very much. There you go. Sticky chicken skewers. Wasn't expect. And mini sausage rolls, number 10.
Number 10.
And then they've been top four for me.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
It's been contrary, I think.
Well, you know, he's lived a long life and he's had a lot of. I bet he's been at a lot of trestle tables picking away at, you know, cold.
You'd imagine
produce.
So, wouldn't you? You'd imagine so. Do you have anything else to add before we.
I don't have anything else to quote. I've got stuff like talk about the foil.
Let's go back to the foil before we end. Because we're going to do a mince episode as well that'll go out in a few days, so.
Well, we'll give it a go. We've been chatting on, so. I just want to think, though, Andy, the very, very thin foil that you get on the Easter egg, you know, what do you think, you know, like, hold on a minute, though. So what do you think is, it's almost too thin to comprehend its manufacture.
Right.
And how it's handled.
Yeah.
You know, do you think a machine can pick up that square of thin fucking foil and wrap it round an
without
egg
breaking
without
the seal.
Breaking it? Or do you think they've got humans doing it?
It's got to be a machine. But the thing is about machines, Bob, and I'll say this with some gravitas, we can never truly know the power of the machine.
Yeah.
And I think that's the lesson to learn from this episode.
The machines are powerful.
They are, but we don't even know how powerful yet.
The one thing, I'll come back to that, Andy, but when I see the foil-covered bunny, I will come back to machinery. When I see that foil.
That's a good example, because I'm thinking Easter eggs when you said that.
I think the Easter eggs are thinner.
Yeah.
The foil. There's a lot of love under that foil, isn't there?
Under the foil?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? There's a lot of love, you know, when that's given as a gift and that, you know, the foil, that shape. It's just like you're giving them
The foil will have been cut into that shape by a machine. And we can only imagine. The people who are in charge of machines, they're not us. Right, yeah. They're on a higher level than us. So they've got stuff going on in their machine world that we don't know about. Like, for example, you can't imagine how that bunny gets covered in foil.
No chance.
But the machine owner
will
just go, it's that machine over there, does it?
So that's... The thing is, Andy, is there's a lot of people worried about AI taking over, isn't there?
Yeah.
I don't think it'll happen. I think we're more likely to have zombie apocalypse.
You think it'll be zombies? Yeah. I think we could kick its head in if we had to.
Ultimately, with one of our earlier machines that does what we ask.
That's the worry, though, that there's machines going on in the machine kingdom that we're not aware of yet.
Yeah. What's the most used machine in your house? I think mine is the dishwasher.
Oh, it's going to be the same, I think, because,
hold on,
daily machine.
Is the fridge a machine?
Fridge is a machine. A fridge is in constant use.
Is it a machine?
The fridge is a machine. Of course it is.
Really?
Well, what else could it be?
I think you've got moving parts on a machine.
Have in the back.
Well, what do you know about the back of fridges?
I've had a look in the back of a fridge before.
There's pipes and stuff, but...
Yeah, well, what
there
do you
is
think?
A fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a machine to keep the milk cool.
Well, is your electricity that's in all the wires in the house, is that a machine?
Fuck. No, it's a system.
That's a system.
Yeah.
That's your most used system, probably, electric,
the electricity, it's always on. It's a constant system.
Bloody
yeah, but
hell.
As for machines, I think it's got to be the fridge stroke freezer.
Okay, Andy, want to call it a day?
We should.
We've
ended on a high there, I think.
Probably not, but let's do a couple of questions for them. I'm about to go self-employed. Any advice on not fucking it up? I always say this, you know, if you're going to fuck it up, don't fuck it up. That was from Paul. Ian Michael, what's your favourite item to lob into a skip at the tip? I like a printer or one of those rotating fans. Did a rotating fan.
Did
just
you?
The other week.
Really?
With quite a long stem. It is decent.
Did you just chuck it in? Did they not tell you to take it to the electrical recycling bit?
It was in a skip I got delivered to my house.
Oh, right, okay.
Not rather than...
That's not the same when it comes to chucking it in, because you're chucking it in just a ground level, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're chucking it into a below ground level where there's plenty of...
Yeah, but listen up. And right. It is much, much better. throwing machines in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's electrical goods that are great.
Well, I was going to say, I've done a printer once.
Yeah.
But I did it in a bin bag.
Because it was illegal.
Yeah. And honestly, what a feeling when that went in. Yeah.
See, my tip, the electrical stuff that is now put into these like containers, you don't throw it in a skip.
Yeah.
You don't throw it in one of the bins, but anything.
It's the same at mine, but this was the old tip before we got the new one in Sunderland, and the new one's a lot more, let's say, fascistic.
Yeah.
You can't fuck about.
Yeah.
But they'll have you.
No, they will have you, won't they?
Yeah.
I can't remember what I got caught with last time. I had to take it over to another designated area.
Like a naughty boy.
Yeah, no, you can't put... What the fuck was... It was books.
Right.
I wasn't allowed to put books in the big paper.
Was there a book recycling bin?
Some sort of bin, yeah, pretending.
God, getting rid of books.
To recycle. Well, thanks very much, Parsnippers.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
Good luck in the future.
Yeah.
With all your endeavours.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.